Broadcasting live from the land of a thousand
lakes.
Snakes.
It's lakes,
the.
Josh. It's not snakes. It's land of a thousand lakes.
What did I say?
Land of a thousand snakes.
Weird. Now, there's a lot of squirrels around here.
Yeah, but no snakes. So, you want to go again?
Sure. Broadcasting live from the land of a thousand squirrels, it's the...
Shalicto. Doc popular. Yo, yo. Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki. Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki. Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki.
Yo, yo. Radio.
Yo, yo. Radio. Yo, yo. Radio. Wiki, wiki. Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki. Wiki wiki yo yo wiki 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 yo yo wiki wiki radio podcast
on yo yo radio
wiki 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 wiki.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dr. Popular, coming to you from San Francisco. This is Yo-Yo Wiki Radio, and as always, Josh Parker in Minneapolis is here. Josh, how are you doing tonight?
I am so good. Can you? Do you want to guess how good I am?
On a scale of, or like a metaphor?
Sure, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good is Josh Parker?
F. I think that's like a 9.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I think we're ready for another fantastic episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast where we predict how good the episode will be. This is episode number 22, which will be a fantastic follow-up to episode 21, which was a very solid episode.
I think it'll be a perfect episode to follow up 21. We wouldn't want to do 22 before 21. We had to do 21 in order to get to 22. It's kind of that, you know, it was necessary. But we're here now. We're at 22. It's fantastic. I feel great. From here, though, there's no more milestones. Actually, from 21. 21's the last big thing. And then really you got nothing to look forward to until you retire. But there's no more special episodes, really, I guess is what I'm saying. It's all, I mean, not downhill from here.
Right, until maybe like 65 or something.
Episode
like
65. So, Josh, I'm so excited about this weekend. I'm coming to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, see John Bott, Matt, what's his name? Schmidt, who now lives with his grandmother in Uptown. I can't wait to hang out with her again. And, do you think there's going to be a big yo-yo presence at Mondo this weekend?
I don't think there's going to be a huge yo-yo presence. I think a few people will be there. Dave will be in town. But I don't think it'll be the presence that we've
seen. That's right,
in the past.
A huge yo-yo presence. Exactly. And
Exactly.
And I don't have the schedule yet for Mondo, but the Olympics. I'm excited about the Olympics.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yoling.
I've got my helmet ready.
Yeah. Your helmet. Why would you have a helmet for yoling?
Well, so that I can fit in with the other retards.
Okay. I don't have any prizes for the Olympics. I wonder if I can work on something. I really just like.
You can give them a comic.
Some cake. They love cake.
That's true. That's true. They do love it.
So I'm excited. I'm excited about even just like juggling. I haven't juggled in so long. And you and I are...
I juggle about once a year.
Yeah? Just...
Yeah, at Mondo.
Just like one pattern and you're done. One, two, three.
Yeah, I work on my four club pattern and for maybe an hour at Mondo every year. And I get a little bit better every year.
Yeah. That's like me and... It's like me
too.
And double A for the most part. Like I just once a year I work on double A. And, I mean, this year I actually worked on it a lot more. Up until my Raiders died.
Oh, that's sad. You just got to put more lube.
Well, no, I don't think that's it. I think that the gaps are significantly different, and one of those plastic spacers is like really narrower now. Although I don't know how play – I mean, I would see how play would wear down your starbursts, but somehow through playing with them or whatever, I have one that still loops fine and one that loops really downward. which means the gap is too narrow. And it's very heartbreaking. But
are those your College of these?
Yeah, the Pat
ones?
Mitchell made for me. You know, I don't know if the spacers, those plastic spacers, are basically something that we're often. You know, I don't know, but he told me that, you know, as you play, you can kind of keep tightening them if you need to, as if they're semi-adjustable, as if they're sort of adjustable, but only for like just the tiniest little difference. But yeah, I think one must be completely crushed or whatever.
Vagina. No, nothing.
What?
Damn.
What did you want? What were you expecting?
I don't know. I don't even know anymore.
So I'm meeting up with Seth on Thursday in the airport. Yeah, he's going to buy me lunch or something, I'm guessing.
All right. It'll be like a regular date.
Where people fly in for a date and then somebody leaves. Like, that's regular to you.
Is there going to be fornication?
No. No.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
That would be weird, I think. That would be weird. I'm just – both of you are such good friends of mine. Like, I think that would be weird.
C-level club. Instead of the
below sea level.
No, I don't think we'll be below sea level. There's not a levee at the airport. You know what else is going on this weekend is the Bay Area contest, and it feels really weird. The contest is happening in my hometown, and that I'm leaving during it. But you know, the guys at Mondo, you know, they're flying me out there. I can't say no. But I'm excited about the Pro Challenge. Excuse me, that Pro Challenge. Have you heard about that?
I don't know anything about it.
Okay, they've added a new division this year, and it's the sponsored division. I think any team can put you into the sponsored division. It doesn't have to be like a Duncan representative or something, but it's invitation only is what they say. So I guess the people who do BAC kind of still get to handpick who gets to enter. You pay $25 to enter, and the winner receives $300. So there's a cash prize. I'm assuming that if you enter in that you can't enter in the regular division, like that you're sort of trading off. So if Augie entered in that, he wouldn't be. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't really say. Maybe you can enter twice, but it seems like you'd be doing the same freestyle twice, you know?
Wow, that sounds very interesting. I'm excited to see how that works out.
It sounds like they're still doing 3-minute freestyles, and everything else still sounds kind of normal. I have to say, I don't know if I've mentioned this, I think the 2-minute freestyle is a really good idea.
Yeah, I'm not sold on the 2-minute freestyle idea.
I don't know, I just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems like, I as a judge, it'd be nice to be able to, you know, be able to save that time. But I don't know that'd necessarily make contests better. I think as a contestant, I think it'd be a lot better if you could perform over a 3-minute period. You know, but I don't really have a good argument for it. I guess is what I'm saying.
For me, it's not a matter of saving time, because it's a minute or whatever. I mean, I guess that can add up. But for me, it's more of a matter of. I don't think the contestants have 3 minutes of material for the most part. Maybe at the national contest they do, but you know, even the really, really good players around here or you know on the West Coast or whatever, I think oftentimes after 3 minutes or after 2 minutes they start to repeat. They're just doing the same stuff. And
but the West Coast players are lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they keep winning contests, so I guess there's something to be said about that.
So
you're saying that if there were 2-minute freestyles, West Coast players would win more often because they would have to repeat less tricks.
I'm just saying that players in general, very few of them really have anything. I mean, they have a lot of filler. I think at 2 minutes, it's going to be, you know, more of just like, bam, what can they do? watching 3-minute freestyles now in general. I just think there's a bunch of wasted time.
Well, I think John Narum in a 4-minute freestyle or in a 3-minute freestyle can do different tricks all 3 minutes, and I think the same is true.
You're
with
totally
Alex
right on that. And Berengel, I think might be well, John might be a better example of filling time with kind of simplistic tricks or whatever. If you were to put okay, let's say AG or AJ and John head-to-head, and you had a 3-minute division or a 2-minute division, and the 2-minute division, it would be all about, like, who's got the best tricks and blah, blah, blah. At the 3-minute division, you're becoming more of, like, well, who can go the longest without repeating themselves? That's just one way to look at it. And you'd have probably two different winners between just the really simple comparison of time, 2 minutes and 3 minutes. Yeah, I just have to say I'm a fan of making people get in a little narrower. I'm also a fan of that 1-minute freestyles that they're doing at the World Yo-Yo Contest. They got rid of compulsories at Worlds. It's 1 minute.
Right, and, yes. I don't really care. I'm sorry, I'm being...
What are you talking about, just because it's the World Yo-Yo Contest? Or what?
I will not be competing nor judging at the World Yo-Yo Contest anytime soon. So, and as far as making a better player, I don't really know which is better. I think compulsories are neat. If a player can do these 10 tricks flawlessly on demand, I think that's really cool. But 1-minute freestyles, yeah, whatever, good for them.
So you actually prefer the compulsories?
You know, at the world level, if they're world level compulsories, you know, I think any world champion yo-yoer should be able to do any one of these world level compulsories, you know, at any time. But I, you know, like I said, I'm not judging or competing anytime soon, so.
Well, let's move on. You want to talk about yoyoing.com, or you want to do the game show sensation that's swept the nation?
You know what? Let's see here. Well, we've got a special guest that we're dialing into here.
Ooh.
Hello.
One lazy son of a bitch. Joe Mitchell!
Yeah, I can't hear you guys.
You can't hear us?
Hold on, let me check my preferences.
Joe.
Sigh.
I can see it.
Now I'm going to have to edit.
Joe. He has a vagina.
Joe Mitchell.
Vagina Joe.
He's basically a girl.
Basic.
In every single way.
Basically, you mean by definition. That was a great break call.
That was.
Hey, we go to the baseball team, and you have yo-yos. And I was wondering if your yo-yos could come to our team. Gotcha.
Hi yo.
I'm sipping on my bubble tea.
I'm sipping on my
You made a screwdriver? Mm-hmm. I should have made some alcohol.
It was really weird. Like I put the orange juice in and the vodka, and I'm not used to making this sort of thing, and then I took a drink and realized that it hadn't mixed together yet, and that was.
You ever
shake
your drinks? I would highly recommend getting into shaking your drinks.
Did you see the yo-yo martini maker?
Yeah, well, that's an older device.
I still can't.
Right.
It's
nutshell.
I don't know. I just saw Steve vlog about
Joe,
it.
Joe, shut the hell up. We are trying to have a conversation here. Oh.
You can?
What?
Oh.
So he can't hear us, or he can hear us? I'm guessing that he can't hear us.
That would be an accurate guess. No, wait. Darn it.
All right, good. How you doing, Joe? That's Joe Mitchell, the Scourge of Delaware.
Of Delaware. I like that. Fighting Joe Mitchell.
Really? I'm the Scourge?
Yes.
Scourge.
My medication.
Enemy of the common man.
Could really? Happen to anyone.
Boy, I've gotten bigger or something. I'm the enemy of common man now.
Yes.
Damn you, common man. Damn you.
The Scourge of Freedom.
What, Joe? The Scourge of Freedom now?
Yeah, come on. Work
with
this.
Will invade me.
That was so erotic.
America's biggest enemy next to Iran.
No, that's Iraq. They're next to
him. Right next to him. Iran and me were like this.
we're old pals.
Yeah. So, here's a picture of us riding horses together.
So Joe, I haven't seen you online for like 2 weeks, and that happens to be the amount of time that it's been since you've done a yo-yo radio. But it turned out that you were online right now, so I said, "Hey, get your ass over here, and we want to
call
you out."
I'm ready.
Bitch.
I'm ready for whatever discipline you need to heap upon me, and I'm ready.
Are you at home now, Joe?
No, I'm at work. I'm working.
Do you have a fridge at your work?
Can't you tell? See?
Well, I thought I heard something. Is your fridge running?
Oh, God.
You win this round. Scourge of freedom. Scourge? Scourge? Scourge of freedom.
Scourge.
You win this round.
Fridge is running. That is like my fourth grade son would find that hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, we find it hilarious, too, so we probably have a lot in common with your fourth-grade son.
Well, I was trying to insinuate. I know with you yo-yo people, you insinuations are a tough thing, you know, because I think the average education of a yo-yoer is, what, third grade, fourth grade?
Yeah, if you're reading the web boards these days, what's going on with that?
I can't do it. Every time I go on there, it's like somebody blaming somebody for something. It's like, you know what, whatever. I'm going back to doing work and stuff. Coaching baseball.
Baseball.
Well, I'm wondering, just before we get into this web board stuff, I want to know, do you realize, it sounds like a martini shaker, just ignore it. Did you realize that baseball is the lamest sport
on
the planet?
Oh, you read that article. The one published in every single magazine ever.
This is the guy who does...
New York Times, it was the cover of Life.
A wiki page for yo-yoers?
Yo-yoing's a sport.
What?
Yeah, it's a spobby.
It's a spobby.
AJ Kirk, it's a spobby.
Yeah, I'm sure none of AJ Kirk's words are immortal.
The only athlete I've ever seen in a yo-yo contest is Mark Allen. The rest of you guys are all wimps and weenies.
I see. Well, that's probably true. I cannot substantiate
Doc
that with
Doc
fact,
remember,
however.
Doc? Remember our little tete-a-tete, huh? Remember?
Tete-a-tete? For what are you talking about?
Remember at the contest we had at the University of Delaware? We did that, what did he call it? We knocked each other off the pedestal thing? What was that called?
We did that?
Yeah,
we jousted?
Yes, we jousted. You don't recall that? Remember that big inflatable thing where I kicked your ass?
It was great. That was fun. I remember.
I remember being nervous that you would win, and you could have been the weakest person I've ever gone up against in anything. Ever.
Ouch.
Okay.
That's, wow, ouch.
Got nothing
all
to
right.
say to you, Doc.
Yeah. Joe Mitchell's calling out the words despite the fact he's only a baseball coach.
Next contest to go to. Well, I'm not going to.
Wait, Joe, you're not a baseball coach, are you? You're a softball coach.
No, baseball. Softball would actually be a lot more interesting because, you know, there'd be girls.
Yeah, like like middle school softball coach. Yeah.
Did you just say you could meet girls in a softball match?
No,
because I don't know like what's worse right now, like trying to pick up like, middle school girls or baseball. Like, I don't know. There's so many reasons to disagree.
Next time I see you, yeah? I'm going to throw you a fastball, and I throw it very slow, so you'd have a chance of hitting it.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh? You laughing there, Schlicko? Oh, Schlichting? Oh, wait. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
When was your birthday?
Yeah. Sunday.
Well, you didn't post about it. How am I supposed to know?
It was on the web boards. I even read that.
Well, if there wasn't so much fighting on the web boards, or if they even worked for me, or if I even went to the web boards anymore, I'm sure that I would have seen it.
Yeah, well, it was on there. Somebody wished him happy birthday. Who was it?
It was Drew Tetz. What's that? I've only met him once, and he was nice enough to wish me a happy birthday on the web board.
He's a good guy. I love Drew Tetz.
Yeah, he's a very nice person.
Fun to, you know what, and he's done a little bit of the Yo-Yo Radio, you know, taking over the microphone. He's good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very good.
Oh, yeah?
Not as good as Seth and John Bot and Abe Zayamir.
Well, of course not.
Those guys are crazy and stuff.
Well, they tell dead baby jokes and swear, like, obsessively.
Dead baby jokes.
Yeah, I saw that thread. That was hilarious.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just it's a joke. I mean, obviously, people don't really make fun of dead babies or put them in blenders or any of that kind of stuff. But it's funny because it's so gross. Now, if somebody, you know, I could see one of the yo-yo people, you know, being a limited mental capacity, might actually, you know, follow through with that.
Yeah, you know, somebody on yo-yoing.com.
All right, I'm just kidding. I love yo-yoers. They're my favorite people in the world, except for Steph Peterson.
So, seriously, what's up with this all this crap that's going down on yoyoing.com, though? Have you been reading it at all,
bit.
Joe?
And, you know, generally when I read the web boards, it's just kind of to catch up, see what's going on. And, frankly, I don't want to see people – I don't watch Jerry Springer. I have no interest in seeing people say how much Yuki sucks or why this happens or this – whatever.
I don't think anybody said Yuki sucked, did he?
Well, no, you didn't. You're right. But, I mean, they were flaming him because he didn't want his video posted or something like that. And then he was, you know, presenting it as tactfully as he generally does. And
by being completely untactful, is that what you mean? You know,
that's one of those web board things. I remember here's this story for you. PhotoGeek. I never met him. Met him at Worlds last year. And he seemed
Josh Root.
Yeah, the crankiest little bastard ever. And I met him in Worlds, and he's one of the nicest guys ever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a lot easier to be a jerk online than it is in person.
But see, I also think that it's so easy to be nice online, because when you're writing something, you've got the chance to go back and read what you've written and decide whether or not you actually want to say that.
Or they don't care. One of the two.
But it's frustrating. As somebody who considers himself a writer, like that people just say the most asinine things. Yeah, like Mini Motu, every time he goes on yoyoing.com, he looks like a freaking idiot. But I know him on extremespin.org/forum, and I've never had a problem with that
immediately.
Period.
Somebody like Boxor, another guy who's really nice in person, or quiet in person, and he's online, he's a raving lunatic. I love him, though.
Right.
But, it's just people won't let you get away with that crap. They'll just jump on you and poke you. It's sort of like coaching middle school baseball kids. You know?
It all comes together in the end.
Similar mentality, I guess. There you go. So what's going on yo-yoing? Is anything,
all right, I've just
is
got,
anything exciting happening?
Up?
I believe the BACs this weekend.
Yeah, but we don't know anything about that.
Is coming out from Yo-Yo Factory?
I'm going to get one of those. That's going to be a birthday present.
Did you see the Cinco de Mayo 888 available?
I did not.
Apparently,
what?
Two or three places in the world. Cinco de Mayo.
What?
They're going to be special color, red and green. They're going to be available at BAC.
What? Huh? What? Where? They're going to be available at BAC.
In Mexico,
where else?
And one other place. Mitchell's, that's right.
Mitchell's?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that real?
It's a website. It's a project.
I got to get me one of those. I'll pay you double full price. No, seriously, do you do web orders or anything like that?
Do it. I wasn't really trying to get you to order, but yeah, we're only getting six, and I think we've already gotten most of those accounted for, but I think we probably have one out there left.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll talk later.
But it was on Ben's website, Project Redline or something like that.
That ghoul pages, Josh.
Josh, do you really want a red and green 888, though?
I just want one as soon as possible.
The Cinco de Mayo one is the Ocho 88 or something like that. I don't know. See, because it's...
Cinco de Ocho?
Ocho de Ocho de Ocho.
Yeah.
That would have been nice if they did it on May 8th. That was the Ocho de Mayo or something.
That would be kind of fun. Hey, they seem to be taking the yo-yo world by storm, huh? Those Yo-Yo Factory kids?
Really?
I'm impressed with their releases. I think they're making good products. And now with their adoption of recessed silicone as a standard, I think they're doing.
So in case you didn't get the memo, recessed silicone is the only way to play with the yo-yo. Oh, I don't know if you got that. Yeah, they sent it out in the AYYA committee, but
did they?
Yeah.
Paid attention to the AYYA.
Hey, who does?
Am I right? Am I right or am I right?
And I only tease about that because I heard that all the time when I was president. AYYA sucks. You guys suck. Joe sucks.
Well, I'm surprised you could really, as much as you were drinking back then, yeah. I'm surprised that it really fazed you.
You know, honestly, my problem is not drinking. It's not drinking. I just don't drink enough.
You're a mean sober.
Badass sober. But,
Zang.
You know, once you get me drunk, I'm a nice guy. And I'm really
Is that easy. What it takes? Getting you drunk.
Yeah, I'm really easy.
All right, so what's your drink then, Joe, if people want to know?
Diet Pepsi, Coke, any of those.
To get you drunk? What?
Yeah, joking. What do I drink? Generally beer.
That's a good beverage.
I hate
Doc doesn't
Doc
like
likes martinis.
Manhattan, which is what I'm drinking right now. Yeah, I like I'm metrosexual. Did you just learn this word, Joe? Because as I understand, you've been throwing this word around.
I understand it's all the rage.
Yeah, like in 1990.
seriously, like the metrosexual craze is like over.
The new thing now is meteor sexuals.
Really?
Yeah, with the privatization of space travel, basically, yeah, the whole new craze is people who go to the meteors to get some tail on a meteor's tail.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
That's something, man.
Meteor sexuals.
I'm trying to find Ben's webpage. What is it called again? You don't know. You guys don't.
I don't know.
So I understand you've been carrying the torch for Yo-Yo Radio since clearly that Yo-Yo's Coast to Coast jackass hasn't done anything. Have you guys had good shows recently? What do you been talking about? What are the topics?
Mostly fart jokes and prank phone calls.
Prank phone calls. Who did you call?
Hey, let's call that Joe Mitchell dude again.
Abe Zimer last week. Yeah, you should listen to it. It's a very good call, I think. Listen to the phone call. You might learn something.
I'll do it.
We should prank phone call Don Imus.
Hey, we've got a job for you. Psych.
And more of that thing. I don't like listening to people being jerks to people.
See, I like Don Imus because I think he at least genuinely seems like he's Don Imus, you know. Well, like Howard Stern, he seems like he's playing a character.
I don't listen to Howard Stern either.
Yeah, but Don Imus just seems like he's being himself, and like the apologies that he gave, like after that incident, seems so freaking genuine.
I think they probably took it. I don't know. It's hard to say. You being an idiot on air, then you're going to get fired. regardless of who you are.
Yeah.
Unless it's internet radio.
Then you can put that on your resume and you'll get another job. Right. All right, so I've got one more question for you, Joe Mitchell, and then we'll let you go. Mac and cheese or ramen?
Oh, definitely mac and cheese. Not even close.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Ramen?
Yeah, that's
ramen.
What I'm thinking.
Ramen's the stuff you eat when you have nothing else.
Yep. If you've got the extra 50 cents, get the mac and cheese.
They keep ramen here all the time. They, like, live here. They show up at your yo-yo club on Fridays, and they, like, eat and hang out. Like, they clearly need lives.
Clearly. All right. Well, it's good talking to you, Joe Mitchell.
All right. Well, thank you for contacting me. And keep up the good work with the Yo-Yo Wiki, and happy birthday, and Doc. I love you.
Oh.
Gosh, I don't love you. I like you a lot, but Doc I've known a lot longer.
Oh.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye, Joe.
He said that he wanted George Bush to invade him. Huh? Invade him. He said he wanted to be invaded by George Bush. Yeah, it was really sexy.
Damn. All right, so you know what time it is, Doc? It is time for the yo-yoing sensation that is sweeping the nation. That is right. Name that podcast.
Name that podcast. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, so I'm going to throw a yo-yo here, and from half a continent away, Dr. Popular is going to tell me what yo-yo it is.
Hand zero.
Ready, Doc? It is not a freehand zero, but thanks for playing. Your prize for losing is
maybe you
could
throw it a little louder.
Okay, here we go. This is a stock yo-yo, and it is a stock yo-yo.
It's making the weirdest sound.
It sure is.
Oh. It's a spark generating yo-yo or something. Wait, what is that? God, it's generating something. There's too much energy being lost there with that sound. So it does actually spin for a while.
Here, I'll spin it to death.
Okay. Is it a, can you just tell me, without too many clues or whatever, can you tell me, is it like a name brand yo-yo, or is it a gas station yo-yo?
No. It is a gas station yo-yo.
Well, I don't know if I can tell you the name of that gas station yo-yo.
That's okay, neither could I.
Is it the sort with the little, like, instead of a typical brain feature, it has one peg that comes into the middle, as opposed to, like, several teeth that retract or whatever? It's just got like, one tooth, basically, that goes through?
No, that is not this yo-yo.
Gas station yo-yo.
Yeah, it's let me see if I can give you a hint. The name Latrell Sprewell comes to mind.
Okay. Oh, that's a hint?
That's
Latrell
your hint.
What? I don't know who that is.
Sprewell. Yep.
I give up.
All right. It's got spinners on it.
It's a mag wheel or something. I mean, I don't know the name of the gas station yo-yo, but it's got the free. It really, it's got the. So that's where that energy was going. Because I was talking about it. It sounds like it's losing energy too fast. It's going and getting those wheels spinning.
Yep, exactly. Latrell Sprewell is a basketball player that popularized the spinner rims, and they're called Sprewell rims often. Yeah.
Okay, you ready for mine? Okay. This was a manufactured yo-yo, and it is stock. I still haven't figured out how to get this this headset to work well, so I'm actually going to switch over to my mic on my computer. So just 1 second here.
Okay.
Okay, Josh, can you hear? Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, you can hear me, though, right? Okay, here goes.
Okay, yeah.
It's right next to the mic. Probably even...
Oh, that's so quiet.
It had a long spin, actually. Kind of walked it on the here we go. I'm going to tap it a little bit. Oops. Okay. And another spin.
That sounds like a it sounds like it's pretty free spinning. Maybe a yo-yo jam yo-yo. I'm gonna say it's a dark magic.
No, that is incorrect. Dark magic's a hybrid, though, right? Well, I'll give you a couple clues here.
So, yeah.
First, you're not too far off in thinking that this is a hybrid material, not hybrid Starburst thing. So you're on the right vein in terms of it being hybrid. You're on the wrong vein in terms of the company. This yo-yo actually never was released. There we go.
Okay. Is it a DD8?
No. I'll give you one more hint. Simpsons yo-yo team.
Okay.
It is a zero-G.
Zero gravity?
This is one of those uber rare yo-yos. Well, the zero-G... change my mic back. The zero-G was a yo-yo that... Yomega was going to release, and they actually made it and had a package, and this one was bought in a package at a yo-yo contest or whatever. It wasn't bought. It was given to team players that were going to a contest, and the following month the yo-yo was going to be released. However, they never released the yo-yo because they were worried about a lawsuit, I believe. It plays fantastic. It's kind of a knockoff of with a plastic hub and a free-spinning nylon tube. So it's not ball bearings, but it does get a really good spin. It was designed to be an off-string yo-yo, but one of the biggest problems they had in the design is for some reason Yomega used to make all their yo-yos non-compatible with each other. So you couldn't buy a Raider and put the bearings of a Raider into the Zero-G. They even Raiders and Fireballs had different shafts or whatever because they tried to prevent people from switching them out. Luckily they're past that phase. It's a pretty idiotic, big company, idea that they can sell more of a product by not making, as we know now, if you make your products more open source, you're probably going to have longer, better sales in the long run than if you try to have, some sort of exclusivity. So anyway, the Zero-G, there's no way that you could put bearings into it because the nylon sleeve, the two for it, they made really tiny. You couldn't even put a Fireball sleeve or anything in it. You could only put the Zero-G sleeve in it. And it looks amazing. It just looks, it's this clear purple and clear purple rubber and this light green yo-yo. And I'm so glad I got it. The only reason that the guy was willing to trade me for it was because it was supposed to come out the following week or whatever. He never knew. Nobody knew that it was actually never going to come out. So, this is just crazy rare because Yomega doesn't put out a lot of prototypes.
Right. Neat.
I have pictures of it
really
on
cool.
eBay, too, on my eBay auction. And I've actually sold 3 yo-yos already on my eBay auction. Mm-hmm.
Yay. Congratulations.
I'm gonna see Seth in a few days. I'm going to see you the day after. You and I are going to work on movies while I'm in town.
Yeah, that's right. got a little script that I've written out that I think we're going to try and shoot most of it.
Well, cool. I'm excited. This is a very promising weekend for me. I'm looking forward to a hecka fun, huh?
Hecka. Yeah, hecka fun.
So are you ready to call it quits? Or did you want to prank call somebody?
All right. Yeah, let's go ahead and do a prank call. Do you want to do the talking on this one?
I can't prank call for crap.
No, not at all.
You know why? Because I have a soul.
Well, neither can I.
It gets in the way of my prank calling. Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
A fact.
I can't lie.
Well, tell me a little bit more about this soul.
It's though. Argyle. It's a I don't know what material it's made out of, but it's very velvety. It feels good. I don't like, you know, I've tried it. And making prank calls is not worth having a soul. Really, backwards.
I see. So,
Don Imus.
Who should we call? If only. Yeah, I don't. Without Seth being here, there's just not the energy, you know.
Because he has no soul. You still have a remnant of your soul. Not Seth.
I see. All right. Well, let's just call it for this week, and I'll talk to you on Friday, I guess.
I'm a heck of sight. And we'll talk again next week to talk about what we talked about on Friday.
Hey, that's so true. All right. It's been good talking to you, Doc.
It's been another fantastic episode of Yo-Yo Radio and Yo-Yo Wiki.
Like
Joe
podcast,
Mitchell said himself, we are Yo-Yo Radio now. He passed the torch.
Isn't that sad?
Which really is like the kiss of death.
All right. Yeah. That's not a good thing. But that's all right. It was good talking to you, Doc. I will see you on Friday. And until then, keep editing.